Hi there, this is Claire of SassyClassyPhoneSex.com. And my question for you today is, who needs a spanking? It shouldn't come as a surprise to you that I get a kick out of spanking submissives. And as a good submissive, I would expect you to always cooperate willingly when it's time to take a little old-fashioned ass-whooping. Whether you've done a task poorly or indulged in boorish behavior, be prepared to bare your bottom and assume the position. Speaking of spanking positions, I'm fine with over-the-knee spankings, but I can't quite get the wind-up for a good, solid punishment smack. So don't be surprised when I suggest in the course of our call to get on all fours or bend across a desk. Realistically, this is how I would want you if I were delivering corporal punishment in person. However, there's a third position I might pull out of my dirty bag of mistress tricks if you've been exceptionally bad. Bend over and grab your ankles. Can you imagine the agony of a bare-assed paddling combined with maintaining your balance? Failing means tumbling over with your pants wrapped awkwardly around your knees and your freshly reddened cheeks sticking out. I'd absolutely need a picture of that. Now let's talk about weapons of ass destruction. I make no bones about the belt being my favorite spanking instrument. It leaves such beautiful stripes. But that doesn't stop me from using just about anything I can get my hands on. A spatula, a ruler, a hard-soled shoe, a brush, a walking stick. As you can see, I don't need an official paddle or riding crop to deliver a memorable punishment to your naughty bottom. Though these are fun too. You just show up to our call with whatever you can find, and I'll take it from there.